Welcome to Ridiculous Momversations, where sisters Allie and Vanessa open up about their often hilarious lives as working moms. Get ready to laugh along and enjoy candid discussions on raising kids, being good humans, and how to stay sane during this crazy parenting ride.
Everybody, and welcome to Ridiculous Momversations. You may notice a couple of extra guest stars. Well,
remember, people can't see him all the time.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so with us, tell us who's here, Nessa.
All right, we have our first guest, my husband, best friend, and roommate.
Yes. And favorite ginger.
And favorite ginger, Max Van Arsdale.
Woo!
Hey guys, well, thank you so much for having me. I gotta say,
wait just 1 minute, Max, for our listeners.
Of course, this is not what I expected it to be like. I'd start talking and then wait. Yep.
But so you didn't talk about
probably
how
won't get another word in the rest of today.
But you didn't talk about how we dressed up for you today.
Yeah, we do have to acknowledge.
Well, I was outfit. Actually, what you need to realize is I was about to get into that this is a first class operation all the way around. I'm impressed. Not only are my hosts dressed
to the nines.
Yeah,
we can go to the opera.
We've got fur. Let's just say there's fur.
Faux fur.
It's faux fur and some sparklies. We got Harper here. Tell you what, the snacks in the green room were outstanding.
At least.
Yeah.
A couple of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, a couple of Cheez-Its. I noticed you have stocked with Voss water. None of that. Poland Spring crap.
No.
So
nothing but the best.
Or Zephyr Hills.
First class.
Zephyr Hills?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awkward.
Come on.
Well,
come on.
No. Harper's here as well.
First class operation all the way around.
Oh yeah. Thank you, Max. Well, we really wanted to roll out the red carpet for you. And we thought the best way to do that was really reflect it with our outfit. And for me personally, when I'm ready to get fancy, that equals more sparkle.
Right.
So the whole outfit is glitter.
Yes.
Max really doesn't recognize this. It was from our wedding.
Oh,
no, wait. I recognize it.
Was this a trick question? is this a trick question?
No, it's true.
Max, where do you remember this from? It's like, our wedding, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Best day of your life. If you're wondering what Harper's holding, if you're watching us on YouTube or hear some clanking, we went to a military.
I just noticed what it is.
Yeah. This is a casing from a 50 cal.
Yep, and she's holding it and using it like a baby rattle.
Oh, and she won't let me even touch it.
One of the guys on the tanks gave it to her, and she really likes it. Yep. So we're just letting our baby carry a 50 cal empty shell.
No big deal. Just carrying a 50 cal empty shell. She's prepared. Is it heavy?
I don't know.
You know.
Oh, it's heavier than I thought.
Is it really?
It's not light. It's got some heft.
It's got some heft to it.
Some weight to it.
I mean, this bad boy will take an arm off.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So how did your day start out today, Max?
It started off early with this little one, Harper, right here. Mm-hmm. So her and I got a few hours to hang out together.
Wow. Special quality time.
No, it's interesting because she doesn't really care what she's watching on TV. She just wants something on. So I'll usually watch something I want.
Yeah.
And Slim Pickens today for whatever reason.
Okay. They need to step it up on Sunday.
Yeah. I'd heard a lot of things though about the show WandaVision.
I was actually talking about WandaVision recently myself.
So I'm not normally into the whole, and I believe the proper term is Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Don't usually get into all of that too much, but I decided I'd give it a shot, and I'm definitely interested. Okay. It's intriguing.
How many episodes in?
I think I caught like three this morning.
Okay, so you're what I would call.
I must have been sleeping for a long time.
Yes.
Wow. Hope you enjoyed that nap, Vanessa.
Yeah, she got a good solid 3 hours in. Yeah.
But I feel like episode 3 for me was still the confusion stage, where I have no idea what's going on. I mean, you're literally
was the show WandaVerse?
No, WandaVision, because it's Wanda.
One superhero name, and Vision is the other one. There's a superhero named Wanda.
And I didn't realize.
Like a talk show host.
Well, I didn't even realize until a couple episodes in. I'm guessing that we should already be familiar with the characters going into WandaVision.
The problem for me.
I have no idea who any of them are, and I'm kind of lost. But then they started throwing in, like, I could tell they were referencing things. And I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, for me, it was pretty funny because I was also not very familiar with the main characters of the story, but they were from Marvel Universe. And they were kind of, to me, more like minor characters, but I guess they were big in like one of the Marvel movies that I happened to have missed that particular Marvel movie. So that made it interesting while watching, because I'm like, I don't get any reference. And it also begins set in like a 1950s sitcom. And then the next episode is a 1960s
and
sitcom.
Quite frankly, that's what drew me in, was the whole 50s. I was like, that's interesting. I wonder what their take is. And I appreciated their attention to detail.
But were you upset then when you get to episode 2 and it's the 60s?
No, I actually thought it was kind of a nice twist, because I was like, you know what? If I had to keep watching their take on a 50s sitcom, this would get annoying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I could see. Fair enough. But there are some answers that start to appear in episode 4.
Interesting.
Okay. So they're leaving you like a little breadcrumb trail right now, but there will be more answers.
Like, I can just see this dog snout on the camera right now.
Yeah. There is also our golden retriever Piper that came in. Yeah. Vanessa's getting
it. And since they have two new puppies, this is the first time Piper's been pet in 2 weeks.
False. I've actually been trying to use like dog
Piper
psychology.
Why do you look like you haven't eaten in so long?
Oh my goodness, man.
No, that's not true. Piper looks actually a little pudgy.
Yeah, she is actually considered overweight, okay? Because I love her a little too much. Yeah. And
there's just a nose.
She even got bacon.
Oh my god,
this morning.
I have to tell you what Nana did at our house yesterday.
What?
She was over at our house and we were eating dinner and we were eating pepperoni pizza. And so she's eating her pizza and she gets to the very end. And she thinks that like I didn't see her, but she like Sammy's sitting there begging. And mom kind of looks at me, looks at Sammy, looks at me, and then just nonchalantly throws the pepperoni to Sammy.
No, I'm telling you, my dog, listen.
I go, Mom, I saw that. And mom was like,
yeah, mom is dangerous when it comes to dogs, so because funny. She likes to claim that she can control herself and giving them treats. False. Not true. Miss Puggy, our female pug, was very svelte.
Can
before
we?
Nana
she was never svelte.
She Wait, was. I'm bring on the pictures.
Since we're talking about Nana and feeding people, can I just tell the story of the first time I spent time with Nana?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mom. We love you again. You're an angel.
We love you again. You're an angel.
We love you.
But I can't wait to hear the story.
But I do love this story, and I love telling it even more.
Oh boy.
So I'm traditionally a bit of an early riser.
Okay. I'm not.
I go to visit with Vanessa to her mother when she was still living in Ohio. And so I wake up and I'm the only person awake in the house, first of all. So I'm sitting down on the couch.
I know this story.
And I couldn't.
I know what story this is.
I could not figure out the remote. So I literally was sitting on the couch, kind of in like, I didn't even really turn the lights on. Couldn't find like certain switches. She was in the process of moving. So it was like hard to find lamps and everything. So it's kind of dark and I'm just sitting on this couch for about an hour. And then she comes down.
What time was it, do you think?
I was probably up at about 5:30. She comes down at about 6:30.
On the weekend? You're up at 5:30?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is a perfect segue.
This is why Max is physically fit.
Anyways, she comes down about 6:30 and makes a little bit of small talk. And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. I want a cup of coffee. And this is what she says to me. She goes, well, you're probably hungry. I would make you some breakfast, but I just cleaned the kitchen.
Wait, did you say clean the kitchen or clean the stove?
She said clean the kitchen. She was moving, so she had just like cleaned the entire kitchen.
You know, okay, listen, you moms know that when you just cleaned up that kitchen, you're not mentally prepared.
Yeah, I think she offered you cereal. I think she was like, you can have some cereal or something.
But what if you made more of a mess with the milk splash pad?
I'll tell you what.
From a heavy-handed pour into the cereal bowl.
I was about to out of spite.
Only kidding.
No, it was actually good because then I got to wake up Nessa. And, oh my God.
Let's talk about my first visit.
Is this about coffee?
Yeah, it is about coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh.
The salt and the sugar?
Oh, I don't know what this story is.
Okay, so in return to that terrible story, I go to Max's mom's house for the first time and it's the first morning and she made me a cup of coffee because she didn't care if her kitchen was clean or not.
For the record, it wasn't.
Maury's just throwing caution to the wind. Right. She's like, let's get this kitchen. So,
she has a servant heart.
She does have a servant heart. She does. And so she made me a cup of coffee and she said, Max, get out the sugar and cream for Vanessa. So Max puts down the sugar and the cream and I put the sugar and the cream in my coffee and I go to sip it and something has gone terribly wrong. Oh. It was not sugar. It was salt.
Wow.
And she has a Keurig. So it wasn't like I could easily just like pour it out, put it back in because I would have to go get another Keurig, pour the Keurig. Is something wrong with the way I made your coffee?
Oh. And then so, you couldn't be like stealthy, you know?
Well, that's what I did. I kept pouring.
Well, she tried to be stealthy.
Oh, you tried to be stealthy?
So throughout the morning, I kept pouring the coffee into the kitchen sink.
Oh, boy.
So it looked like it was going lower and lower. And then, but it backfired hard on me.
Why? How?
Because Lori figures out that Max put the salt down.
Yeah, she walks over and is like, oh, my God, Max, you gave her the salt?
You gave her the salt? She's like, yeah, I've been drinking. Oh, my gosh, you drank that?
Did you feel assaulted, Vanessa?
Yeah. So then I had to tell her that she did not have to be grossed out that I drank the coffee, that I just confessed right away. And I said, I've been pouring it down the kitchen sink this whole time because it was really gross and I'm really sorry.
You had to come clean then. Right. Do you think that maybe it was a little bit of karma from the universe from the time that you accidentally threw salt into Aubrey's eye?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Because one time.
I just was cracking the salt.
Yeah. One time Aubrey was had some eggs in the morning. I want to say Aubrey was pretty young. She was like
two.
Yeah, 2-3 years old, and Vanessa made scrambled eggs and was like, you want some salt and pepper on there? And Aubrey's like, sure. And then Vanessa, you know, Vanessa's 100% into whatever she's doing in that moment, and almost like a bull in a china shop sometimes. So she's grabbing that salt shaker and just
I probably salted it from the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah, too bad for Aubrey, but boom. Salt went in her eye. So yes, she has continued to bring that up for another 9 years.
Yeah. And she still talks about it. And she still won't let me salt anything
or pass
it.
And I'll say Vanessa is a little bit out of control with salt.
Oh.
She uses a lot, but she also, maybe the most annoying part is that she like will take it anywhere around the house with her
and just
salting it up.
Yeah,
and
like
then
a sippy cup.
So then when I want to use it, I'm like, where is the salt? And I look around, I look in every cabinet, every drawer, and it's not there. And then I go,
like five salt shakers.
So, well, here's the deal.
Them.
Vanessa loses a lot of different things.
You should have
her
one.
Phone all the time. Phone's gone.
She does lose her phone all the time.
So I go,
Did I tell you guys about Lisa in the freezer this week?
No.
Oh my God. She lost her phone in the freezer.
Okay. So let me tell you the story. So I'm outside watching YouTube on my phone and my phone says, too hot. Please put Nicole's lace. So I said, oh my word, I better put this
that's
in. I better cool this down. So I put it in the freezer.
You could break something worse by cooling it down too fast, Vanessa. Did you think about that?
No, I didn't
think about it.
Anyway, I put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then I walk away and I do some stuff and I'm like, that's weird. Where's my phone? And I can't find it anywhere. And so I pull up my Apple Watch and I do the, you know, ding, ding. And I'm like, that sure as hell sounds like it's coming from the fridge.
And was there like a puff of freezer cold smoke that comes up as you like pull out, open the door?
But that is not the first time I've lost something in the freezer. I've also lost my car keys in the freezer. I don't know how I did that in college, but I had lost them for like over a week or like maybe a few days. And then I found them in the freezer.
Wow. I heard there was an incident this morning in the kitchen with a spider.
Yeah, I thought we should talk about the spider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Let's tell my touchy, hard-hitting subject.
I wanted to talk about the fact that you came out without your glasses because I think that that was not a wise decision if I was in real trouble.
Well,
so,
let me tell you the real horrifying thing about this.
Tell the audience
first
what
of
happened.
All, I didn't have my glasses on and I have terrible eyesight and I could still see the spider. That's how big it was.
It was so big. Okay, so Harper wakes up.
What kind of was it? Like a brown recluse?
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, literally.
Wait, isn't that really super dangerous?
Yeah,
it was. Huge.
Do you guys have pest control?
We do.
Yep.
Are you calling them back?
Yeah, we're calling them
right after we call our realtor.
Oh.
Because we're moving now.
The realtor was Brian. Okay.
Yeah, but we're moving. So.
Okay, so this is what happened. So Harper's up at 6 a.m. and she's coughing and she needs a bottle. So I go down the stairs to get a bottle and I pass the spider. Because it was on the stairs. It was like on the wall of the stairs. And it was so big that like my mind didn't register it at first, but then it registered that like I had seen something.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know, like when like you feel like someone's watching.
Did you feel like that like internal like
Yes.
And it looked like a fake Halloween spider.
It looked like a fake Halloween spider. That's like how big it was.
No, like, come on. Like a fuzzy one?
No, not like a tarantula fuzzy one, like a plastic one.
Okay, but that's still big.
That's big.
Oh, it was big.
No, I would be terrified.
Okay, so I turn around and there's the spider looking at me. And the spider looks at me like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And I look at it like, oh, crap. So then I just stare at the spider and I go, and you were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And so Max.
This is how early in the morning?
6 a.m.
Wow.
On a weekend. And so Max comes trotting down the stairs to my rescue. And I gets like right by the spider. I go, stop. Look left.
And I saw it coming down the stairs. But I was like.
But you didn't have any glasses on.
But I'm saying it was so big. I still saw it there.
But what if I was in real trouble? And like an intruder, and you didn't have your glasses on. I felt
what
like
if you went to throw a punch?
Look,
that's what I'm
and
saying.
It was too
you
blurry.
Why did you not put your glasses
look,
on?
Can,
right past the person.
So anyway, I had a stare.
I can
at that
still
spider.
Kung Fu punch
you
without
not,
my glasses
you just
on.
Just take it wide.
Yeah. He tried to kill. He goes, okay, I'll kill it. And I was like, not without your glasses. And so I made him go back up the stairs to put his glasses on properly. Then I got spider spray, and then you sprayed it. You're my hero.
So it was a little bit of an early morning cardio exercise going up and down the stairs.
But if somebody was calling for help, would you just come without your glasses on?
Yeah, I would potentially.
See,
if
here's
I
my take
see
on this.
Well enough. Please. And you think there's an emergency.
Listen, folks at home, you're going to have to be the judge. Please. Maybe when you're commenting today, we can comment on this particular note.
Heavy eye roll by Vanessa.
Yes. What is more of an act of love? Taking the time to like get your glasses on, maybe put on a shirt, some shorts, or to jump out of bed and rush to your wife who's in distress.
The spider was at least 3 inches, like from leg to leg, it was at least 3 inches.
I think that it's far more an act of love to jump out of bed and not even have concern for your glasses.
Yeah. I think if you would have had a calmer tone calling him down there and his level of alert was lower, he would have grabbed the glasses first.
Didn't I say, Max? Help, there's a spider. I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
You yelled help.
I did.
So I came running.
Sometimes Vanessa leaves out key details, such as I'm not in immediate danger, but there is a giant
I was
spider.
In immediate danger.
Were you? You could have grabbed a shoe. You could have took care of that.
No, you're not supposed to kill those ones because they
that's
have babies
fine.
Inside
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, well, those are wolf spiders. Yeah.
That happened to my friend spider. Kristen.
Yes, it's
Kristen,
terrifying.
If you're listening, I remember that you tried to kill a spider once and then the
babies
like
came
exploded.
Out. Yep. And that's what was happening.
So maybe
well, it wasn't actually happening.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Wow.
Yeah. Well, Max is actually an outstanding lacrosse coach and also a high school history teacher.
We're going to talk about the butter knife.
Oh,
other morning incidents.
Yeah. But not to be thwarted by his skills with butter knives. So Max, tell us about how dangerous a butter knife can be, because I feel like most parents feel that that's a safe knife to give their children. If they're like, oh mom, I just want some toast, you're like, here's a butter knife, my love.
I can't wait to see.
But now we know that there are severely dangerous.
Yeah, let's hear
Max's
version of this.
Here's why.
Well, so I'm home with the girls by myself.
Oh, here we go.
One day.
Oh, by yourself.
By myself.
Really just struggling, toughing it out.
Yep. Exactly.
Like a great dad.
Like a great dad. Yep. Just letting my wife go out and get her nails did.
You were probably with me. Weren't we
probably
on
getting your nails
we
did.
Were on vacation.
That's right.
Yep.
You and me were on vacation.
Oh, that's right. So this wasn't, that's true.
Yes.
Oh my God, that makes it even worse. So it was the whole weekend. I do remember this
so
now.
Spoiled.
No, because it was my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And Vanessa and I had traveled up to Asheville, North Carolina.
That's right. Yes.
And then we get this phone call. As we're about to go on a waterfall hike.
That's right. You made me cry because you're so mean.
I was mean?
I don't think
what?
That's true.
No.
I think because we were driving back home and he was
I wasn't
like,
mean.
No, he was just grumpy. Oh, you took that too. You took it too.
Yeah, you took it too far.
He was just grumpy because his foot hurt. Anyway, listen.
Well,
here we go.
And I think when you hear what happened, you can maybe understand. So I'm holding Harper and she's losing her mind and I'm in the process of trying to make toast. And so I have this butter knife and Harper's wiggling around and I drop the butter knife and it's one of those things where I was wearing flip-flops at the time and I'm dropping it and before
that's your first mistake. You should never be holding a knife and wearing flip-flops.
I think I hold knives all the time with no shoes on.
Yeah, get out of here.
Now I realize the
PSA
danger.
PSA. Yeah.
But whatever. Also, a lot of families don't allow any shoe in the house at all.
Allie, have you ever noticed how hard it is to tell a story with Nessa next to you?
Yes, I've noticed once or twice, but I do love her.
Anyways,
so I have half the talent on this podcast.
100%.
So now,
100%. People are probably just listening in for my cackle.
So now my fourth attempt to tell this story as we begin.
Yes.
So Harper is like squirming. I have this butter knife. I drop it. I have flip-flops on. And as I drop it, I can tell it's going to hit my foot.
But you couldn't move the foot.
Well, I was like,
but you
like,
could process it's going to be dangerous.
It was this weird, like in slow motion in my mind, I go, I have this, I remember having this exact thought of like, that's going to hurt. And it hit my toe.
Which butter knife down, right?
Not so the handle.
It hit,
the
well, it hit the knuckle. The left. So I'll get to that. It, on my left foot, it hit the knuckle.
Yeah, let him tell the story, Elsie.
Hit the knuckle right above my big toe. Okay. Point down. It hit it like just at the right angle.
Not a real point. The thin,
like
the rounded edge.
It had like 2 to 3 teeth that like kind of continued into the curve.
Okay. So it's like what you're claiming.
It was serrated.
It's like a barracuda.
It was serrated.
Mm-hmm. Of a butter knife.
There's teeth.
Okay.
So it hits. And when it hit, I immediately go, I thought that was going to hurt, but that hurt a lot more than I was expecting. Like I literally, that was the thought in my head. All this happened really fast.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10. In your mind, during that split second before it hit, how much pain did you think it would be? Scale of 1 to 10.
So I thought like the handle was gonna hit.
So you and
I was
like ooh,
that I might get a little bit of a bruise. Like out of 10, I was expecting like a 4.
Oh, a 4.
Because they're like heavier. Okay, they got a thicker handle on them.
Okay.
So I thought that was gonna hit, and it hit, and it was like a 9.
It was a 9.
The 9?
I'm not even joking. No, I'm being dead serious.
It did go to the bone.
No, well, I'll get there.
So it's like equivalent to childbirth.
So
yeah,
it hits. And I was like, holy crap, that hurt way more than I thought it was going to. And I'm like holding Harper and it's like skidding over and I have this hot toast in my hand. So I set it down.
Wait. Question. Was the butter?
Had you just
finished
stop. Buttering
the toast or not?
No, I was going to get the butter. So I had to set everything down.
So there was a clean butter.
Yeah, and I haven't even looked down yet, right? I got Harper in my arms, all this. And I look down like 30 seconds later, and there's a giant puddle of blood.
Ooh.
Like it is literally
like more than
just
one
gushing.
More than one paper towel worth?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Okay.
And it bled for like 2 straight days.
Oh, even a Bounty paper towel?
So
the quicker picker.
So here's the thing. I'm like, well, this really sucks. It swelled up. I couldn't feel my toe at all. I had no feeling in my toe.
For weeks.
Still to this day, I have no feeling in my toe.
You're serious?
I'm being
serious.
No
feeling in your toe?
And here's what happened. So after a week, she's like, you need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. I'm like, no, I just dropped a butter knife on my toe. I'm fine. It bled. I'm fine now.
Right. And I kept saying, but you can't feel your toe. That's not normal.
Right. And the swelling was like really big. I mean, it was ugly.
All signs pointed to the ER.
So I finally just, I'm like, all right, fine, I'll go to the doctor. They did an x-ray and the lady comes back. The lady comes back and she literally goes, she's like, wait, and you just walked in here? And I was like, yeah, how else would I have gotten in here? And she's like, oh, well, after looking at the x-ray, like the good news is you didn't break it. And I'm like, yes, that's good news.
Okay.
She goes, but when you dropped it, the knife penetrated all the way to your bone.
That does not sound good.
You actually chipped a piece of your bone off.
What? Like
and,
a chisel?
I knew he was going to say that.
And severed some of your nerves.
All from making a piece of toast for your child?
And I still have a scar there.
Wow.
And I have zero feeling in the outside half of that toe. I still have no feeling. I don't know if nerves heal or not, but I don't think I'm ever going to get it.
No, I think they do. I think they can regenerate, but I think sometimes
it can be
slow.
Should we test it out?
So this butter knife sliced through my nerves and chipped my bone.
You do have a really high pain threshold.
You know, it's so funny. I forgot the bill just came recently and I forgot why you had gone to the emergency.
Yeah. Well, so that sucks.
I'm going to call the lady when I try to get it down. Yeah. I'll be like, ma'am, let me just tell you what this is about.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
At least
a 20% discount.
But you were on vacation.
Vanessa is the queen of negotiating medical bills, which I never knew was even a thing. But Vanessa goes on the horn.
I do.
And she gets out that phone. She starts typing.
Well, you got to tell them the story too. You're going to be like, listen, ma'am, my husband dropped a butter knife on us. I understand this bill's $1,000, but like
Can you work with me here? It was a butter knife.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of times they will.
Yeah.
They have a little, they have a slush fund.
They even say he was doing me a favor because I was out of town so I could have a weekend away with my sister. And now, just really lay it on. Get the full picture.
Yeah. I do think that's probably on the list of some of my dumber injuries, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've had a lot of injuries because you were actually a, shall we call it a child athlete? Like, what's the right term?
Well, when I was a child, I was, in fact, a child athlete.
But you were like,
then I became like next level. Adolescent athlete.
Yes.
But then I became just an adult.
But it was next level athlete. Because it wasn't like just sending them to the YMCA. You went to private school.
It's true.
That you was like
it's true.
Recruited you to be a lacrosse player. Then you played lacrosse in college. Then you coached college lacrosse. Then now coaching high school. Yeah. So like really, really involved in lacrosse, like to a very
high. Can you imagine sending Brady to a private school right now and like him sleeping there?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, how many guests have you had of going to boarding school?
None. That's why I want to hear about it.
Yeah, boarding school. So I did do that.
You are probably the only person I know, maybe one other person in like all the people I know that have ever attended a boarding school as like a teenager. So tell us about it. What's life like? Would you recommend it?
Do you say on the inside if you go to boarding school?
That's what the prison term is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Depending on where you're at, you can be like a prison. So there's different types and they all have different rules and different levels of strictness. The one I went to was only about a quarter of the students were boarding students and the rest were day students. It was in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So one of the advantages of that is every weekend you could like sign out, you'd call. So basically, a parent would sign you out and you go and stay at one of your friends' houses all weekend.
It was like a weekend
long.
Field trip opportunity.
Yep.
Sounds great.
Whereas if you're up in like, I haven't experienced it, but I imagine it would be a little bit more challenging if you're up in like New England at one of those all boarding schools in the middle of nowhere and you never get to leave campus, then it might be more like you're on the inside. Vanessa says.
On the inside.
I'm just so curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it.
Tell the story about the paperclip with the door opening, where you had to have the door open.
Yeah, so
this is one of my favorite stories.
This story came out because Vanessa and I were comparing our kids, and our older kid, we decided neither one is like a big rule follower fan.
Which we feel proud.
But we, I think that the way they view rules is a little differently. Like Violet hates following the rules. Mm-hmm. It like pisses her off to have to follow the rules. She gets mad.
What's the reason for this?
Yeah.
Right. She doesn't have a rationale.
Harper loves to break the rules. It's subtle, but noticeable. Because Harper is like, she's like, I want to break the rules and I get such a rush out of doing it. Violet doesn't necessarily want to break the rules, but she like just can't stand following them.
Right? Yeah.
Like multiple times at daycare, we've been pulled aside saying that Violet has said that she will not do the group activity because it is, and I quote, dumb.
She is four. And if you're wondering, I am definitely the one in this relationship who hates following rules.
Right.
If you tell me to do something,
I love breaking.
I'm going to find a way to not do it. And then Vanessa just likes to, she enjoys.
You'll find the loophole.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the point of this story.
Okay.
So boarding school, we had every night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You had to be in your dorm room and it was study hall.
Okay.
And you had to prop your door open. Literally, the instructions were door open.
Did they provide a door?
I think they did have wedges. So, so here's what they meant in the rules: put the door stop in, doors open, they can walk by the hall and see.
Don't play video games during study hall.
Yeah.
But what I ended up doing is I took a pen cap and I put it in the door, and then would shut it on the pen cap, and there was a sliver about a quarter inch, they would walk by and be like, "You need your door propped," and I'm like, it is. It's that pen cap you just knocked on the floor when you opened my door.
Yeah, you're basically saying to them, like, I'm pretty sure there was no width requirement.
That's what I was saying. I was like, look, I'm following your rules.
Did you get a lot? Did you get a lot of this? From where they just like just an eyeball peeking through
Usually they would open the door and just like complain or be like, no, you need to have your door open. And I'd be like, it is open. And we would sit there and argue over this for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, look, I'm trying to do my homework.
Yeah.
It's study hall right now. Please stop bothering me.
I'm totally being an awesome student over here. Wasn't playing video games. Yeah.
Isn't there another story where you didn't have to wear the pants for a long time?
Oh, yeah. I'll get into a couple. So then there was a time where.
These are such good stories.
So I was a lacrosse player. And one day in practice, there's about a month left in the school year. A kid takes a shot. It got deflected off of another kid and it hits me in the nether region pretty hard. And I just dropped like a sack of rocks.
Okay. So would that also be a level 9? Was that also a level 9?
It was painful.
Yeah. Which one was worse? The butter knife or that?
Probably that.
Okay.
Because that one, I actually did do the ER that night.
Oh, so that one might be a level 10. Yeah, because the butter knife was a 9 out of 10.
It's 9.5.
9.5.
Yeah, maybe a 9.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I dropped from there.
Guilt shot!
And I was like just rolling around. And I remember one of the coaches comes over and was like, are you all right? And I was like, oh, no. And he's like, are they both still there? And I remember being like, what? Like if you get hit in the pills hard enough, can one like just disappear?
Yeah, just shrivel.
Like I went and like immediately checked, and they were both still there. So that's good.
Thank goodness,
and are still there to this day.
To this day,
what a relief!
You know, well, I did have a college roommate who had an Un ball.
Uno. Okay.
Yeah, an Un ball.
Are we gonna have to put an E on this now?
What? Oh, anyways, let's So that happened. It actually swelled up to the size of like, almost an orange.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm being serious. God. Like Lance it was Armstrong? Like, yeah, it was like, I don't want to get too graphic here, but anyways, it swelled up.
Can I talk about just one thing real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone feel bad for Lance that he had such an amazing cycling career, yet the only thing people remember him for is his grapefruit-sized ball?
Well, now they also remember him for steroids.
Here's the other thing. I don't remember him for any of those things. I only remember him for that, like, Live Strong campaign.
Yeah, because I remember him marketing. For wristbands.
So I think it's all whatever, like, stories you hear about a person. Mm-hmm. But just in general,
that's another classic Ally versus Nessa. You remember him for a sweet Live Strong thing. Yeah. I remember him for the giant
touch. You know what I remember him for? I remember him for dating Sheryl Crow. While they were dating, Sheryl Crow went on to a late night show and said, to save the environment, we shall use only one square of toilet paper. And I can remember thinking to myself, wow, she does not eat what I eat.
I want what she's having.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, because hey, you can take care of that in one square.
She's CBN.
Maybe she had a bidet.
I'm just going to throw in. Yeah. So yeah. I recently switched. I became a bidet user.
Which is really not very popular in America.
But it should be.
But it should be.
You've actually gotten 4 people onto bidets.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I gotta give credit. My dear friend Jim Cronin turned me on to the bidet.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
it's his teacher best friend.
Yeah, he's my best friend at school. He's a teacher. Mm-hmm. We're besties.
So really, Jim has spread the word about the bidet because you can buy instead of like the normal toilet seat, you can get the toilet seat with a built-in bidet.
Yeah, it's like an attachment.
Thing. So
it's
and not like
before
you
start thinking that we're too hoity-toity here, I just want to be clear: they cost like $30, and you just attach it yourself.
$30. We'll put it in the show notes. Yeah. A link to one on probably Amazon or something like that. I'm sure we can find one.
He actually had a problem solved because Astrid. Yeah.
I recommend the Butt Blaster 3000.
Is that a real name, Max?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know you too well.
You caught me.
He actually knows his bidet so well that our friend got one after Max recommended it.
Yes.
And she had a problem with it. So she texted me what was wrong. And Max diagnosed and fixed the problem via text message.
Wow.
He knows his bidet.
I didn't
so
even,
well.
I just knew right away. She's like, the water keeps running when I flush. And I was like, oh, when you tightened it, you turned a little floater. Got wedged. You just got to give a little tug.
When you have multiple toilets in your home, you really get to know those instructions the back of your hand.
Yeah.
But now she said that Casey keeps turning it on without her knowing.
Here's what I want to know. That's shame on her. How can someone sneak up on you when you're sitting on the toilet?
It depends on the angle of the toilet.
Like, why are you letting someone close enough to you while you're on the toilet to even surprise turn on
Should
a bidet?
Should we have Astrid on so she can explain?
Yeah, I did.
I just want to, can we, like, seriously, though.
Is it a what child, are you though? Doing? Is
no,
it a child?
It's her husband who's, like, 6'2 and, like, big.
Because Beckett does.
Casey's not, like, he's not an elf.
No, he's not an elf. No, yeah.
He's like
so I just want to know, how is he like, I know is he like belly crawling in there?
Maybe
you're just like really
nap.
Into your a nap on the can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Beckett sneaks in on me in the bathroom. And just to get a reaction out of me, we'll say that he's going to turn the water on me. from the bidet. And so I kind of a little bit hate the bidet personally, because now it's been used as a weapon to get me out of there. I'm like the least problem in this house of staying in the restroom. But this, I have a hilarious story.
We should put an affiliate link in the show notes.
Yes. Okay. But listen, so today, Beckett actually says to me, "Mom, I gotta go potty. It's poop." And I go, "Okay, honey, get in that potty and go." And he's like, "Okay." He's like, "Don't worry, I brought my guns." He's got these little like Nerf guns. And he has like two little miniature ones, one in each hand. And he goes,
"To use as a bidet?"
No, he said that he wanted to make sure that no one came into the bathroom with him and that he was ready to go.
But did he have these glasses on? Did he have his glasses on?
Doesn't need glasses, Nessa. He's 4 years old.
Well, see,
but it was pretty hilarious that he thought he needed Nerf guns. Oh, Vanessa needs to reach her water. Could have just
tried now. That's a condition.
Could have just asked.
And
for
now you made the camera blurry.
Now you've made the camera blurry.
I don't see the humor in this.
Yeah. Did you want me to leave?
I thought I was the guest on a reputable podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we go back to your story?
Fine. So we'll go back to my story about my pills. And so anyways, I go to the emergency room and the doctor. So first of all, so that we're clear, I was at boarding school and we had a dress code.
Look, it's all messy now.
Yeah.
Pause. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I was hoping.
We're gonna fix.
I was hoping I would get to do one of these. I've heard this on your show before.
Here we go. Now we're all blurry.
Perfect.
So we have.
Can I do the? And we're back.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second.
And we're back.
Yay!
I got scolded.
Look how much clearer the picture is, though. We fixed it.
It's good.
So you're welcome if you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, if you were just listening, then you're like, what do I care what the picture looks like?
Right.
But for anybody on YouTube, you're thanking us.
But the bottom line is we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
And Max has his good red shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wore my fancy red shirt. I heard that there was some drama around that on, I think it was episode one, maybe two.
Yeah. I think it was episode two.
Episode two.
Cause I got peanut sauce on my good red shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wore my good red shirt really just to rub it in.
Okay, I like that.
You have the Bronco
on there, which the Bronco. You do own.
I am an enthusiast.
Yeah, you own a classic Bronco.
That's true.
What year is it that you own?
I own the OJ year. That would be a 1989.
Is that what you call it? Is that a thing?
That's the OJ Simpson we all know is associated with the white Bronco.
That's true. When he was trying to make his getaway.
It was an 89.
Helicopters.
He was driving an 89.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The more you know.
The more you know.
Actually, back to the story about the incident with the
pills.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so I'm at the ER and it's like midnight at this point, right after practice that day, and the doctor goes, and I was saying earlier, right, private school, it was a boarding school, so we had a dress code. You had to wear slacks, tucked in shirt, necktie, and a blazer.
I wouldn't like a tie.
It was terrible. So that was another one of those things where, but anyways, so I'm there and he goes, "Look, you should probably wear some like loose fitting clothes. I would really recommend shorts for the next couple weeks."
Okay.
And I go, "Can I get that in a note?"
Oh.
And he goes, "Sure."
Yeah.
So on his doctor, like script papers, they call it, I don't even know.
Yeah.
He writes out a note like
a prescription
needs
pad.
To wear shorts.
Oh, wow. Could it be any short?
He wrote. And then short. I look at it and I'm like, even better. He was very vague.
Yeah.
So. And there's about a month left in the school year. So for the rest of the school year, I wore like gym shorts with my Sperry's, a necktie, a dress shirt, and a blazer.
Wow.
This is my senior year.
So it was like business up top, party on the bottom.
And all these teachers would be like, "What are you doing?" And I'd be like, "I have a note.
It's my note."
Would you carry the note with you?
Yeah. And I actually
put it in.
I actually used the note to get an elevator key too. Because we had elevators, but you had to use a key.
Oh my gosh.
And in the dorms, I was on the fourth floor.
Oh, worth it. Oh, I would have done the same thing.
So, I'm not opposed to like one floor. My rule is usually I'll definitely, if it's one floor, I always do the stairs. If it's two, it depends on the elevator line.
Okay.
Three and up, I'm elevator.
Well, I lived on the third floor in college, and whenever we would take the elevator, we would get harassed because apparently the unspoken rule was four floors or above.
Well, how many floors total did you have?
Like 20.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's whatever. Just you do you.
The funniest part about this, though, is I'm wearing the shorts every day to school. And I'm a senior. And I would be like walking down the hall by like freshmen. And I could hear him like, oh, my God. I can't believe that kid's doing that. Like, he doesn't even care about what they're saying.
He's a badass.
That's basically like they all thought this. So like, and I didn't tell people I had the note. I only flashed the note when a teacher would ask. So I just was like acting like I was wearing shorts. And they all thought I was like I was this like crazy nut. He like didn't care.
Do you think that the students figured that you had greased some palms?
I don't know what they thought.
You know what I mean? Like you had been.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Just from some of my high school days, I was really concerned getting into teaching high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just concerned about
me too.
Karma. Oh, and I didn't know how that was going to pan out.
So you're saying you weren't.
You had some karma come back.
Yeah, you weren't the pristine example of high school student.
But I always got away with it. One of my other ones, I used to have, I don't know if you, like when we were in high school, they were just starting to have like the ceiling projector that they would do instead of like the overhead projector that you could like hook into the computer.
Oh, the colored one?
Yeah, like a
talking where it's mounted in the ceiling.
Yeah, mounted ceiling, like colored projector.
Yeah, they had
fancy pens.
Yeah, so they do on the computer. And so I actually acquired one of the remotes and it was a universal remote that worked on every projector in the whole school. And so in certain classes, and I feel bad about this. One time I made our substitute cry because we were supposed to watch a movie.
No!
We were supposed to watch a movie and she was like super mean. So I don't feel that bad, but I feel a little bit bad.
Yeah, a little bit.
Super, she was super, super mean though. And would like always yell at people and like take all your stuff and like send you down to the dean, that kind of deal.
Like she was someone that was just like itching to get someone.
Oh yeah.
She was like, come
well,
at me,
she
bro.
Well, she was a sub and you know how you take advantage of substitutes and she's like, I know, like, you are not going to take advantage of me.
Not this lady.
Yeah, but then I made her cry because I had the remote and she was supposed to start our video and she would get it all set up and hit play and the opening scene would just start. And as it was starting, I would hit the power button and turn it off.
No, you would not.
And she'd be like,
She truly thought it was a glitch.
She's at the first like time, she's like, what happened? And they're like, it turned off. I don't. So she goes through the whole process, had to change the input setting, had to like get back into the video. Hits play, gets it going. It's just firing up. The screen is coming on. Power. Turn it off. Three times. I did it three times. After the third one.
Did she give up?
After the third one,
that's when she cried?
She started crying.
I think that would be me if I was a teacher. Yeah. Because I'd be like,
you would cry.
I'd be like, would I really need to teach this?
I would just give up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Wow.
Have you had any like karma come back?
No, nothing that bad. I get some,
Didn't you get stuck on a ladder or something once?
No.
Oh.
No, the
stuck on a ladder.
It was the projector. The IT guy didn't want to come.
My God. Yes. So then we had these. This wasn't the projector, actually. We have like a Wi-Fi hotspot in each room, and my Wi-Fi wasn't working in the classroom. So I couldn't get like any of the stuff to work that I needed for the classes. And so the guy comes up and I had been fiddling around with it. And this guy rolls in and he's like, so what's going on? I'm like, my Wi-Fi's not working. I was like, I tried to take a look at it, but you know, couldn't get it working. He's like, whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean take a look?
Whoa!
He goes, whoa. This is literally his words. He goes, whoa, what do you mean take a look at it? And I go, well, I just tried like resetting it. He's like, oh no, you didn't. No. Stop. Please tell me you didn't reset it. And I go, like what? And he's like, oh my, no, oh, you didn't do the, oh, please tell me you didn't do the reset.
Come on,
like,
please tell me you didn't do the reset.
He literally's like, he's like, and he just walks out of the room. And I'm just sitting here like, what the heck just happened?
He's out.
And he comes in like 10 minutes later and he's like, okay, so you didn't fully reset it. You didn't do the reset. So we're good. Like, I would have had to reset all the options from factory.
So he was really panicked about that reset.
Yes,
button.
Yes. So then he like he gets this ladder and goes up there and he's like, Yep, it's not working. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why I called you. I know. So eventually he's like, I'm gonna have to replace it. So he's like, I'm gonna leave the ladder here. I'm like, okay, whatever. Comes in the next morning, which is unusual. Normally it's like several mornings later, but I guess he was feeling uncharacteristically productive that day and replaces the box and then just leaves.
Wow.
The ladder's just sitting there. And I emailed
by a desk.
And I emailed
like, was it just in
like in the front of my room. Okay. And I'm like, hey, you left your ladder up here. No reply. So after 4 days, it's still just sitting in there. I have it like propped in the front of the room on the floor. And so I emailed him and the facilities guy. I was like, FYI, there will be a ladder in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
I hope no kids use it.
That sounds like a liability, right?
Yeah. I like the subtle threat.
Yeah. So I just did that. And by the end of the day, someone picked it up.
Yeah. But you started teaching like later in your career because you were doing a whole different career path, more in the business world, working in like strategic partnerships. Right.
Yeah. I was managing the front office for a traveling circus. and I also, because we were a small operation, had to drive the train.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yep. Yeah. So, man, do I have some stories from those days.
But my reason for bringing that up, though, was that how old were you when you made that career swap?
I think I was a little over 30.
You still had hair. So
yeah, 30.
Yeah, I had hair at the time.
Yeah.
I actually had hair.
So
the
students did make you lose your hair. If you can't see that,
they're very opinionated about the hair.
Yeah. Really?
No, they like it.
Oh, when you first started, remember they used to talk to you about how you had 3 colors of hair?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I actually have like dark brown hair.
Yeah.
And like an orange beard.
But your beard is more red. Yeah.
Yeah, my eyebrows are light too.
Yeah. But so it's never too late. And never too late to switch careers. If you're thinking and your heart is pulling you a certain way, then you know what? Go into it.
Mm.
Because I feel like you've been so much happier.
I think it depends.
Well, okay. It depends, apparently.
No, I'm just kidding. That's great advice from your host, Allison, over here.
Thank you. Never too late. No, but like, so I think
now I'm much happier. I'm doing what I enjoy doing. But I like working with the kids.
Don't you think it's scary to make a huge career leap like that? Because you're I don't know. I put a lot of years into this other path.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now this is taking you to a much better and happier path.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Found a groove. Max has got his groove. Got his groove.
Yep. Call me Stella.
That's got my groove back. He's got his groove back.
All right. So what should we talk about in the next podcast with you? Are you going to come back?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Vanessa got mad at us earlier because when we were on the break, we were saying like how not to interrupt Max.
Hmm.
But I do it too, right? So I know we're both guilty of it, but we're going to get better at interviewing.
We have real guests.
Vanessa.
Real.
Okay.
Maybe I won't be back.
I know.
I guess the real question is, will your listeners want me back?
Oh, for sure.
So
I think you've got a voice built for radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell you that much.
And stories.
And really good stories.
As long as you don't say I have a face for radio.
No, just a voice.
Just a voice.
We have a hairline for radio.
Yeah, I got it.
Hairline for radio. Mm-hmm. Yes, as well. Mm-hmm. Let's put that. But we love you. We appreciate you coming on and being our first guest.
Sure.
/ guinea pig.
Yes.
Whoa.
And we did dress fancy for you.
Yes. Next time,
not so much.
Yeah. Next time we'll wear regular clothes.
And like I said, first class operation almost all the way around.
There you go.
Was expecting more than one microphone.
Yeah.
I know that's been a hot button issue on this podcast before.
Someone didn't buy a microphone or a soundboard because it's probably like $1,000 investment.
It's not going to happen.
So maybe later when we get sponsorships.
Huh.
Yeah.
Bounty, if you're here, let us
know. How about a GoFundMe?
We should do GoFundMe. Oh, you know what we have?
Yes.
Okay, we did add something onto our podcast webpage, and it's called Buy Me a Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, it's where you just make a donation for like one cup of coffee is $5, 2 cups of coffee is $10, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, it is a way, if you're enjoying the show enough that you think you've gotten value out of it, to send us a little something, or if you just want better sound and video.
Yeah.
So we'll work on that.
Honestly, with all the stimulus money we all have, there's no excuse to
Why not?
Amazon took my stimulus money.
Yeah. It's really tempting on Amazon because it just arrives like one day later.
That's the topic we got to talk about next time is my Amazon.
Okay. So next time we're on, we'll talk about Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And
yes.
We'll get your opinion on it, Max.
From a husband's perspective.
Yeah. I also want to hear more about your coaching adventures in lacrosse.
And teaching.
And teaching. Because you have 1,000,001 great stories.
Oh, Max and I also thought it would be a good idea because Harper likes him so much better than me.
Oh, that's true. What do you do like when your child favors one parent?
And here's the funny thing is like, really, let's just be honest. I think parents all have a favorite child. Right. Even though we don't admit it.
Okay.
That we do.
I disagree.
We do.
Disagree.
No, we do.
Okay.
We all know who yours is. Oh. So even if you won't say it with your words, okay. Your actions
all right.
are loud and clear.
It's just telling you. It's not, that's not what's in my heart.
Bottom line is I love both my children dearly and Violet's my favorite.
But Harper is obsessed with you.
Oh my God. Yes, and then for Vanessa, yes. She loves Violet deeply and Harper is far and away her favorite.
Because we already talked about
the and mirror.
Yeah,
right
we talked
now,
about the mirror. Yeah.
Violet's going through a phase actually, right now really where Violet. She's like all about her mama. And Harper is obsessed with me.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you do?
When won't even let, he has to hold her while he uses the bidet. He has to hold
what?
Her. She won't leave him.
Sometimes she will try to crawl up into my lap You're while kidding. I am
and snuggle.
Doing my business.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know what though?
Oh, there's
you're really building her confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Violet's arrived. Violet's arrived. Violet we better wrap this up yep. then. Yep.
All 11 of us are showing up today.
Yeah, it's like so our excited. Whole family, mm-hmm. all the kids, all the pets.
Yep.
Everyone, our sister Natalie and brother-in-law Kenny are here.
Yep.
Sure.
So maybe we'll get Kenny to do
tell
it.
You what, yeah. maybe we they'll have a kid.
Yeah.
And maybe your mom gets remarried and we'll all of a sudden have a full baker's dozen.
There we go. Why not? Mom, just a suggestion.
Yeah. Hey. Never too late, as
no
Allie
pressure,
said.
Mom.
Never too late, as Allie said.
That's right. Never too late. All right. Well, we
thanks,
hope
guys.
Hope you enjoyed listening. Make sure to follow us on whatever platform you're listening on. Follow us on YouTube. And don't forget to keep leaving us those reviews.
And if you want Max to come on, make sure you comment.
Boom, for sure.
Again.
Okay. All right. Tell us what you loved. Talk to you later. Bye.